Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Let's go from Paris now to Cork, because concerns have been raised about the level of tree felling and vegetation removal in the upgrading of a section of the Black Rock to Passage West Greenway in Cork. In widening the path from 3 to 5 metres, around 46 trees, including some of which the council said had been deemed unsafe, well, they were removed. But local ecologists and politicians are alarmed at the level of clearance work that was done around the felling. They say there seems to be a mania to beautify through engineering, and it could take 100 years to build up the biodiversity again. That's what they said. I've been speaking to Dr. Owen Lettice, who's a lecturer in plant science at UCC, who noticed this on his walk last weekend.
I was on the Greenway on the marina, which is a wonderful open space and green space in Cork City on Saturday last. I think I was down there with family getting some exercise in. And really the issue is some really heavy-handed clearance of the undergrowth and the trees down there, which disturbed me to say the least. I think it's all to do with a new greenway being put through there, and that's a very welcome development. I think it's good to get people out of cars, get to people cycling and walking around the place. I think this could have been done better in terms of how the area was prepared, let's say, for that work.
But having said all of that, Owen, locals generally are probably happy that this is happening. I mean, it's improving the amenity that's already there. It's widening the existing walkway from 3 to 5 metres, adding more access points in a way. And they're also planting more trees, or will be along the way. I mean, what's not to like here?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, it's largely good news, this greenway, because it is a welcome development. And the marina, the city council has actually done some great work in terms of pedestrianising that area to give people that space. But look, people go to these green spaces and go to these public parks in order to be close to nature, and in order to be around trees and green space, animals, birds, and so on. And what's happened here is that we've, you know, the city council has removed that natural space, at least in a number of areas along the greenway. So I'm all for the improvements. Improving access is a good thing. You know, widening it is probably necessary in places. But I think because we're in the middle of a biodiversity crisis, you know, we need to hold on to what we have in terms of urban biodiversity. Mm-hmm. And I take the point of planting more trees, and the city council has come out and said they will plant more trees. And look, you know, that's a good thing. But it doesn't replace what's lost. You know, all green spaces are not equal, and I fear what we'll get here is the removal of a very natural green space and a natural ecosystem with all of the benefits that ecosystem provides, and what we get is a very manicured, almost sterile replacement.
When you say, and they'll be planting new trees along the way, and they say that'll mitigate the damage done, you say it won't replace what's lost. Will it not be replaced over time? I mean, will that natural habitat grow again over time?
Yeah, I mean, for those people who aren't familiar with the Greenway or with the Black Rock line, it's an old railway line heading down towards Carrigaline, and it is, that's been closed, I think, since the 1930s. So the space there has had 90 years at least to develop, and that ecosystem has developed over at least 90 years, if not longer. Mm-hmm. You're right, it will presumably over time, it will certainly return to a more natural state, but that's not going to happen very quickly. And what's happened here is we've lost something that we have now. I mean, you've got to hold on to what you've got in terms of your urban biodiversity. And what we've done is we've lost this very cheaply, you know, I think. And replacing it is all well and good, but it doesn't replace the homes for birds, the homes for insects, for pollinators, the food for pollinators and so on. So I think we're this was lost needlessly, I think, really.
But the council, in fairness, did say that some of those trees, they were saying that some of those trees were dead or damaged anyway.
Yeah, I noted that. It didn't. The statement didn't detail how many of those trees were dead. It just said some of them were dead. So we'll take that at face, face value. I think you always need to manage trees in an urban environment where you've got lots of demands on the space, let's say walkers, cyclists. You have to manage the environment there, and the city council by and large does a pretty good job of that, but I think in this case it's overstepped the mark, I think, and it's a difficult and a challenging job to manage green spaces like that. But I think first and foremost, why is that space there? It's there because people want to experience nature in the heart of the city. And by removing that and replacing it with trees carefully manicured and pathways carefully manicured, I think we lose something of the charm and certainly the biodiversity value of those spaces.
Do you know what the irony here is, Owen? I think the last time I spoke with you, we were talking about a good news story for Cork in terms of biodiversity and the environs and the city and so on. We were talking about the role of a tree officer that they had established in the council there. Do you think if that role had been filled, that we'd be having a different conversation now?
Yes, I do, frankly. I mean, that was back in November, I think, that appointment or that decision was announced. And that, to my knowledge, that hasn't been advertised. We haven't certainly appointed a tree officer. And I've got to think that if there was a discussion at a table somewhere where this development and these changes to the Greenway were discussed, it would be great to have somebody advocating for trees and green spaces at that table and saying, look, we understand we need access, we need to improve access and so on, but hold on a minute, can we retain as much biodiversity and as much of these trees as possible? So I do think the council needs to rather urgently progress that decision, which they have made, and it's a really good thing and a really good and a progressive move by the council. But let's actually get some action on that, and let's appoint somebody to that role.
And that is Dr. Owen Lettice, who's a lecturer in plant science at UCC.